The news reports now are that President Barack Obama will be addressing the nation at 11:30 this morning. We'll bring that to you right here live at WBAL 1090 AM and WBAL.com. And apparently reports are that he'll be offering a fix to what has been a very troubling issue, which is the dropping of some 5 million people across the country from their individual health care market plans. So before we get into the hearing yesterday, that was the ranking member, Congressman Elijah Cummings, our own congressman right here from Maryland, was the ranking member on. I want to get a reaction first. Good morning, Congressman. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, C4. Good talking to you.
You as well. I just want your reaction, first of all. Apparently, there was a very heated meeting yesterday with members of Congress, House Democrats, with administration officials. A Congressman Michael Doyle, Pennsylvania Democrat, and Congresswoman Anna Eshoo were named specifically as those who were basically going after administration officials. David Simas, who's Deputy Senior Advisor, or Mike Hash, who's Director of Health and Human Services. And out of that, I'm just laying that foundation, Congressman, out of that, apparently, the President is making some statement today. Are you aware of it?
Yeah, I am aware. I don't know exactly what he'll be saying, C4, but clearly the website problem has been extremely problematic. At our hearing yesterday, I must say, though, I was very encouraged because Todd Park, who is considered one of the top tech people in the world, who's working on remedying the problem, sounded very optimistic to me that they'll have much of it resolved by December the 1st. But, yeah, there are some people who are, you know, have been sent notices of cancellation, and they are certainly and rightfully so concerned, and members of Congress are concerned. And I think that the president will present some type of fix whereby those people will be taken care of. But we got to keep in mind the proposals that are now before the Congress, one from Chairman Upton, one that would allow people to keep a lot of these policies that they have, many of which are just deficient. In other words, you may have a $1,500 or even sometimes as much as $10,000 deductible. And so every time you get treated, if you can't reach, you know, you got to pay. And you know what a deductible is, of course. And
sure,
if the services don't come up to that, then you got to pay out of your pocket. There are a lot of policies like that.
Well, Congressman, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead, Congressman. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to ask you if I can, because to me this dovetails right into what you're saying. If you look at Senator Mary Landrieu's bill, and she is not in support of Congressman Upton's bill, but yet she has legislation called the Keep Your Plan Act as well. She has garnered more Democrats. We're having reports now that Senator Jeff Merkley, Democrat from Oregon, has signed on. We know Senator Feinstein has signed on. Could that be an option?
It's a possible option, but I think this is the way this law is put together, it's almost like a mosaic. It's like a puzzle. And you've got to have all pieces together. You have to have young people involved. That means buying policies. You've got to, if you want to try to deal with pre-existing conditions, there's got to be certain types of things that happen, and all these things have to happen together. When you start making exceptions, it is problematic. And the insurance companies have said that if either bill, the Upton bill or the Landrieu bill, were to pass, they would have a lot of concerns because it would just throw everything that they've been planning on in a tizzy. And so I've got a feeling, a very strong feeling, that two things are going to happen. One, that 11:30 the day that the president will announce a plan to address that 4 million people that we know of that may be falling into that category of losing their insurance. And two, I believe that there will be a fix of the website, and I think it will be substantially done by December 1st. And that's based upon the testimony that we had from the tech people who are actually working on it night and day yesterday at the hearing.
Let me ask you this, Congressman, because I am in no way, look, I've been just as critical of the Republicans for not offering to me a solution as I am of what's happened so far with all the rollout from the Affordable Care Act. Having said that, though, if you just eliminate the Republicans, and I heard your argument and others on the committee yesterday that they don't want this to work, that they're not offering any solutions, eliminate them. All of the information, and actually CNN posted a 12-page memo from CGI sent to Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services a month, Congressman, before the rollout of this, with a punch list of all the problems associated with this. The Republicans had nothing to do with that. What? Why wasn't that attended to appropriately?
That's a good question. You know, the second part of our hearing yesterday, we had two experts to come in who were former chief information officers, one for the Office of Management and Budget. But they talked about the way this thing should have operated, and there were just some things that just did not happen. You really needed somebody in charge of the entire situation. You also needed to have somebody like this fellow Todd Park basically overseeing it. And then there needed to be a very strong relationship between the private people that were working on this and the government people. And there were just some failures in those roles. And as I said in the hearing yesterday, I hope that we've learned from this. But C4, one of the things that the experts did say, they said that we will resolve this. I'm not talking about the ones who are working on it. They said we'll resolve it. But I mean the people who came to testify on best practices, they said it would definitely be resolved. That is the web problem. And so we've got, you know, we need to learn from this.
But Congressman, with all due respect, sir, I'm not a tech expert, but I've had people call my show. An end-to-end test is as basic as 1, 2, 3 in the computer tech world. For them not to do an end-to-end test, Congressman, is unconscionable when you're talking about $600 million going into this. And that's the frustration my callers call me with, is that that's not even something that you need to have an expert come in and tell you.
Well, I think that, again, when the folks came in yesterday, one of the things that they did say is when these governors made the decision that they were not going to set up their own marketplaces, their own sites, that definitely created a problem. Now, these are independent people that came in and told us that. And they said this thing is far more complicated than we may think. But again, I mean, nobody is denying what you just said. This could have been better done, but now we have to go forward. We've got a lot of.
But who's held accountable, Congressman? I have to tell you, people call my show, and not just mine, but other shows. They hear that, and that sounds great because we know it's the law. The law isn't going to change. But when you have $600 million that has pretty much been messed with like this, it doesn't seem like anybody's ever held accountable, Congressman.
Well, you know, the fact is that our committee, which is Oversight and Government Reform, and I said this yesterday, we got to get away from the political stuff and try to address reform. It's one thing to have a committee that is oversight, but you also got to deal. The other title that we have is reform. And we've got some reform to do. We've got some legislation that would address this kind of problem. The legislation actually passed the House, but it hasn't gotten through the Senate, that would address these kinds of issues. And this legislation was passed long before we even knew we were having these problems. It's a lot. We'll learn from this. But again, we now, we'll hold those people accountable who should be held accountable, but at the same time, we've got to make sure that we take care of those people who are sitting, listening right now, who have medical conditions and they don't know how they're going to address them. All of us must work together to try to make sure that we make the law work, and it will. We will.
Well, Congressman, let me ask you about right here in our state. Bowie State University, through their newspaper, the Bulldog Collegian, is reporting that the health care plan that they offer for their students is $50 per semester. And this is according to the newspaper. It said they have to drop this because of the Affordable Care Act, because if they tried to provide the same thing, it would cost students $900 per semester. And it just seems to be almost unintended victims, I guess, of this plan, like these college students.
I think that whenever you try to make sure that additional 30 million to 40 million people are insured, you are going to run into these kinds of situations. And I'm hopeful that the solution that the president is coming up with today at 11:30 will be a solution that will address those kinds of problems. Keep in mind, it's one thing to have people going into emergency rooms, as we see in my district, and getting the most expensive care. We're going to pay one way or the other. And so I am very concerned. I'm glad you put that to my attention. We'll look into that. But I do believe that we'll find a remedy for the Bowie students.
Let me ask just finally, Congressman, because to me, you know, the website, and we can debate about the web, to me, that's the minor issue. The major issue are the fact that even though we're reporting today 106,000 people, 70-some thousand from the states and 26,000 from healthcare.gov are on board with some form of healthcare, we have 5 million people that receive notices canceling them from their plans. That math, Congressman, doesn't work.
Again, you said it already. The president will be addressing this issue. He'll do it very shortly, and we'll get through that. I'm just telling you, the experts that came in yesterday, that the ones who were independent, said that if we can get this website working, and then and if we can address this issue that the president will be addressing today, we should be in pretty good shape. And I have confidence. You know, there are a lot of people that run around talking about what we can't do. I get tired of that. We can. This is the greatest country in the world. We will resolve this. We'll get it done. And again, those people who are did things negligently or did them in a manner that deserves punishment or removal from contractual opportunities in the future, I promise you, we'll address them too.
Well, Congressman Elijah Cummings, I appreciate your time. I know things are really busy, and we'll hear what the president has to say at 11:30. I'm speaking with Senator Cardin at the top of the hour as well. But I thank you for your time, Congressman.
Thank you.